The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, first we have two pieces of Al HaTorah news, okay? Mm. So the first piece is that I was, you notice whenever I need the English for the Mishnah Torah, I go to Chabad.org because that's like the Rabbi Eliyahu Tauger, mm. you know, only translation of the Mishnah Torah. And the it's the only like good modern thing. So the one I and the reason why I don't use the Al HaTorah one is because it was the this like archaic, like published in like 19 or something one, you know. So I was looking, I just on a whim clicked on it today, and I went down and I saw that it is the, hold on, why is it so long? It does have the notes. Well, it has notes in wherever the notes are on the Mosnayim one, on the Chabad.org one. So it's now the Tauger one. Okay. Yeah. So I emailed Rabbi Novetsky and said, like, am I imagining this? Like, is this new that the Al HaTorah has the Tauger one? So he says, several months ago, Safaria apparently paid Mosnayim to release it under a CC license, although I don't know the details, and we switched over as soon as it became available. We now use it for all the Mishnah Torah. So now the Al HaTorah has the, and Safaria have the Chabad.org translation, which means we don't need to go switch sites to go there. Okay. But then I got the best present ever. So I used to think, on Friday, I said, this is the thing I'm most excited about. This is the Masivta. But then Rabbi Novetsky says, unrelated, this is about to go live and you might like it. So I have been waiting for this for years. It is all the Rishonim on the Haggadah. And more. More since I clicked on it before. Like literally, like I looked at this a half an hour ago and it wasn't all these things. So it's got like in terms of the the classics, the Ritva, the Abu Dirim, the Rid, the Miuchas Larashi, and it has all of these other things. Like it looks like he's taking from like because Refersh Malbim Nitziv, I assume these are all like from the Chumash commentaries or something. I have to explore it. And so it's not like fully, they haven't announced it yet, mm-hmm. but we're the first to hear about it. I'm so excited. Yeah, what?
Isn't it not
is it?
Wait, I thought it
was from the mod. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, these guys it is, but I'm saying when it says Likud, that's like excerpted, you know, so I assume that that's not an actual commentary, but yeah, still amazing. Okay. All right, so now
in the email.
Oh, I think those are just different formats of it. Oh, also they have this illuminated Haggadah, which is in Haggadahs Meuyarios. Those are like fancy, old school. Oh, what is that? Is he hitting him with a karpas? Oh, no, that's in his hat. I don't know what's going on. And then audio. What is audio? Oh, and it's got also melodies. If you want to, get all that stuff. There's a mincha at 4:30. Yeah. Okay. So now let's go to what we were going to do. So that's just a resource available for our learning pleasure. Okay. So I mentioned, I don't know how many other people saw in the chat. We were going to do the Perakhes, but I'm kind of in the mood to do Ram and Biyun. So we're going to do the first halacha, but then do some harder ketems on it. Okay. Taking Rabbi Yoni Sachs's advice here. Okay, so again, Perek Zion is the halachos in theory, like, and then Perek Ches is the execution. Okay, Sidur Asiyas Mitzvos Elu B'Leil Chamisha Asar Kachu. So the order of the doing of the mitzvos on the night of the 15th is such. Okay, B'Tchila Mavin Kos L'Chol Echav Echad. First, or at the beginning, we bring a cup for each and every one. Umavarach b'ripre gafen, and we make b'ripre gafen, v'omer alav kiddush hayom, and we say kiddush hayom on it, uzman, and shachiyana v'shose, and drink. V'achrkach, it's funny he doesn't say, I guess he doesn't have to say that you do haseva, because he said that earlier, but okay, v'achrkach mavarach al netilas yadayim, v'notel yadav, then you make al netilas yadayim, then you wash, because the Rambam holds, you always do netilas yadayim for washing on dipping vegetables. Umavin shulchan, or dipping vegetables in yashach adam liquids. Umavin shulchan aruch, and we bring a set table. V'alav maror v'yerek acher umatza v'charoses v'gufo shel keves ha-pesach u'basar chagiga shel yom arba asar. So you bring a set table, and on it are the maror and another vegetable. I wonder what the order is that he says this in. I doubt this is an intentional call. Sean Slamowitz calling. V'yerek acher and matzah and charoses, and the body of the keves ha-pesach and the basar chagigas arba asar. I wonder how big this the shulchan is, you know? Because I was always told that they had like small shulchans, but if you're bringing the entire Pesach and the Chagiga, it's probably like is it for each person?
Well, again, because you can only have one Pesach.
Yeah. Yeah, this must all be on one table.
The goof or shulkeba, so
yeah, it sounds like it's in one goof, one yeah.
Why does that mean it's in one
goofo?
Goofo, yeah. Sounds like it.
It's kind of like the body.
Yeah.
The body right. Usually one piece.
Right. Also,
you can't break it. So, how else are you going to do?
Well, you carve it. I mean,
you carve it.
Right. I mean, the
you carve it with none of it. But if you're not taking a leg off, you kind of have to separate the joint.
Well, you can't. Yeah, I mean,
my assumption is that
you're saying like they just dig in. Yeah, right. Yeah. I never really thought about the logistics of that.
But if you can't, to my knowledge, there's no way to take a leg off of an animal without breaking the bone.
Well,
maybe there is, but. That means that the two portion of kevah is not a piece of it at all.
Side consideration that is not the main point, but just while it's coming up, I also wonder if I know when you make a birchas nenen on other food entities, then it is l'chadchila you should make it on the entity when it's intact. Like that's the superior bracha, which is why we don't do the full betzias apas on what was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do the scoring of it, right? Like people, or will they'll cut into it? But mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, for Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Rebbe cuts into it. I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't cut it apart, but yeah. But anyway, so I'm wondering if there's a thing also making a brichas mitzvah on the Guf Shel Pesach when it's intact, or we say Pesach Zesh. Anu Achlim, if you're in the Bizman Hamikdash, right? Yeah. So I'm picturing a table that's like this size.
Yeah.
You know, like hefty. Yeah. Okay. Bizman Hazeh Mevin Al Shulchan Shnei Mini Basar Echad Zecher LePesach VeEchad Zecher LeChagiga. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Oh, and just pointing out. I mean, again, this is not. I think we all know this already, right? But Rambam holds his too many basar, or he says it's too many. Like you know, I know the Gemara has like. Didn't one of the Amoraim or Tanaim use like rice as one of the? Yeah. Okay, so let's do the one I wanted to do. I selected a couple, but the first one in the section was that I saw was Mezikas HaKos. This is, for some reason, this always comes up at my Seder, and I have not learned it, of like, when exactly do we pour the cup, and like, when do we do this stuff? So let's just... What was that? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
You don't have multiple more errors, you point to something different.
Well, it's worse, because I made the Haggadah for us, so yeah. Okay, so Kasav HaRamam, Perachas Mechilos Chamit Matzah. I always want to say Chul Shel Moed, because that's what that usually means, but that's not. Chamit Matzah, Halach Aleph, Seder Asiyas Mitzvos Eilu B'Lel Chamisha Asar, Kahu, B'Tchila Mozgin Kos L'Chol Echad V'Echad. Yesh L'Daktik, Milashan HaRamam, Degam Mezigas HaKos, He mi seder asiyas mitos shel leil chamisha asar. So you can be medactic that's part of the seder asiyah because he says seder asiyas thingy then mosgin. Oh, he says I always forget how Harakam spells everything out. Tari miyad achar shakas of seder asiyas mitos elu bleil tesvav kasav betchila mosgin kos umashman dezehu tchilas ki umi v'chiyuve leil haseder v'im yimzog es hakos kodem lachen hifsid kiyum zeh. So if you mix the cup beforehand, then you lose the kiyum. Okay, that's the dicta, the diok. I don't think we have any problem with that. Okay. Vabir nira, or should we try to figure it out before we, what would be the kium of mosaic the kos at the Seder? As opposed to just like, you could even make the argument that maybe you should do it ahead of time so that it's ready to go, you know?
Sure.
Like there's no kium of, I mean, I know you can't do this anyway, but there's like no kium of like building the sukkah on sukkahs, you know? Yeah. No, so that actually the Yemenites I think would do that. In fact, one of our family friends. Now again, I don't like you know this is not gospel, but one of my family friends, she is Yemenite, and her grandfather was a Talmid of Kafach. And so a lot of the stuff that she remembers. So we had her come over to Seder. And we were doing a lot of stuff like the Rambam, and she's like, "Oh, like my grandfather used to do this," and she was very excited. But she, I believe, she said that they would bake fresh matzos I know she said that during each of the meals. Whoa. But yeah, I don't know about during the Seder. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's and it's gonna be a better tasting matcha. I mean, if it's
also straight up, they're not crunchy.
That's also true, yeah. Yeah. The fantasy is better than me, actually. Yeah.
Like how do you how they quickly like wash off the lump of main dough.
I don't know what their logistics were. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I have a thought.
Yes.
Well, if the Abrikosa, if they play into like the realm of Cheirus,
yeah,
and that like the Seder is the order of the Knight of Cheirus, then I can see there being like a kiyum in like Cheirus of like you even like you prepare like the one of the
right.
Ways of expressing Cheirus, right. Like as part of the Seder, you know,
right. So just to tie that to the Rambam, right? That in the way he framed the Arbakosos, Lefikach, Keshesoid Adam Balal Hazet, Sarich Leachol Blishos, Who Mesev Der Cheirus, Bin Anashim Bin Anashim, Chay Blishos Balal Hazet Arbakosos Shel Yain. So you're saying it's not the Shasias Akosos. Well, there's two ways to go. You could either say it's not just the Shasias Akosos. It's the entire phenomenon of the, you know, the preparations of the kos and the, you know, whatever it is. Or you could say that this is part of the shasia, the mezika is part of the shasia, exactly. like a haskalas shasia or something like that.
I would also like argue my point based on like, I know that like my family has a minhag, I don't know what
people pouring for each other. Yeah.
Because it's like a dinner.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Pouring, like, that's another thing I wanted to look into. So maybe this will answer that also. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the time of the Gemara was always in the so they're like insane snake infestation. So, there are various rules related to that about not having to open,
right, cup. Uncovered liquid, yeah, mm-hmm. Right, yeah, yeah, right, right, yeah. I also would agree with that, yeah. Okay, let's see what the Rav says. Vabir b'nire deze hu halacha b'koshal bracha. Okay, not like anything we were saying. Okay, it's halacha in the koshal bracha. D'chol shehi t'una meziga, mezigasa havi kiyum b'kos. Anything that requires meziga, its meziga is a kiyum in the kos. Amasinu she mezigas a kos, he kiyum b'koshal bracha, b'koshal birkas mazon. I think I remember this also. Shememalin oso yain chai umosgin oso b'birkas ha'aretz, k'diyisa b'bracha in birkas ha'aretz. Okay, so that you fill it with yain chai for birkas mazon, and then you mix it during birkas haaretz, as it says in brachos nun aleph amud aleph. Yeah.
So basically, it's the same thing as pouring. It's just trying to think about it. Isn't it?
It's the same thing as pouring. Well, it is for us. Yeah, probably.
Mainly making it accessible to a cup.
Right. By accessible, we mean like drinkable.
Yeah.
Rambam, well, I guess it's a question because I think we were dealing with this before that like, or I mentioned it before that the relation between our wine and their wine, and we don't really need to mix our wine. So I don't know if it's so simple that we just equate their mixing with our pouring. Mm-hmm. Well, also, I guess we'll see.
Also, wasn't their wine, it wasn't inedible.
Right, it was just
like
strong.
It was more just strong.
Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Brachos Halachat Tesvav Umimashi. Let's just look at that one though. Rambam Zayin Tesvav. Rambam Brachos Zayin Tesvav. Alpha pish ein birk hazamazon tuna yain im birk al yain the kumin haksha amarnu tzarech shi adiecha koshal bracha mimifnim. So you need to wipe it out, rinse it out inside. V'yishtof oso mibachutz and rinse it on the outside. Wipe it on the inside, rinse it on the outside. V'yamalenu yain chai, fill it with a raw wine. Kim shi yagiel lebirkas aretz nosin latoko at mayin kedeshi he arev l'shisya. Yeah, v'ein mesichin al koshal birk hazamazon el hakol shoskin ad shetichle birk hazamazon v'yain v'yishtof. That's interesting, also. Right. You see sometimes people jump the gun and start like conversing before the guy makes a before he makes the break off.
Before he makes the cup or
before he drinks. Definitely before he drinks. Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay, Ella, so he says, Umimashiish din maziga be'emtza habracha, muchach she'in ha-maziga rak hechi timsa letikun hayayin l'shida. That's a good raya. So he's saying the fact that you find the maziga in the middle of a bracha shows that it's not just a I never know how to translate literally hechi timsa, like a happenstance occasion of preparing the wine for shasia. Ella hi kium b'kosho bracha. Because otherwise, why legislate when you do it, right? V'ayin od barashi.
Or you have to do it before.
Right, yeah. V'ayin od barashi sham, dibur maskul chai, inami chai balaz frishik. Frisk lahavio min hachavis lishmo. Yeah, you want to? Yeah. Okay. On the Gemara Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, probably. I wonder if Allah Torah has a Laze Rashi equivalent.
Could that be fresh?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, fresh.
Specifically talking about wine, but yeah, fresh, just drawn from the barrel.
Nice. Okay, there you go. Very good, very good. So it is related to Fresca, right?
Oh, is Fresca being fresh?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm assuming so. Maybe I'm just, I just want to see that now.
Like, I've never really heard the church. Like,
when
I kick fresco,
it's
like a fresco
in there. Oh, that's fresco. Right? Okay, anyway. Ubarama orachai. Oh, so he says, yeah, bring it from the bottle, lishmo. So that's like I wonder if that was a Tom thing or like a fresh from the barrel type kiyum, you know, like that it's like a more.
Hana.
Yeah, right. Uvarama orachayim v'yotinu min hachavis l'shem bracha. Oh, yeah, I mean, like the act of drawing the wine for the thing qualifies it as being for the bracha. Umavur diyesh din mezigas akos l'shem bracha. Umavur diyesh seder shal mezigas akos. Okay, fine. So that's his premise here. Vim kain. Hachnami yesh lomar b'mezigas shal dalat kosos sheyesh behem meziga midin kos shal bracha. V'lachin yesh behem kiyum shal meziga. Okay, there you go. Because these are kosos shel bracha. Bifrat should bedala kosos yesh behem din miyuchad shel meziga. Yes.
Is Ram taking a stance on making a bracha on all of them, or is the Ram holding a bracha on all of them?
I doubt he's taking a stance because you could still hold in theory that it's a kosher bracha, but that sofik brachos lahakel that we might not do it. You know, I mean, he might still hold conceptually. For the sake of the svara, that's a kosher bracha, but practically say that you don't do it. Yeah. Yeah.
But if we knew that we would, it wasn't something.
Right. Yeah. Da. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
just saying, I think conceptually you can't say from the seals of bracha for all of them because I think everyone.
You can't say that what?
You cannot use this as a proof for a bracha because. I believe everyone agrees that really it's only, I think, either it's one cup or two cups to make a bracha on.
And that, I think two.
As I'm talking, like, isn't this a case Gemara for some reason did suffix brachos l'chumra because otherwise you just never say a bracha?
No, was that suffix leaning l'chumra?
Something leaning l'chumra is definitely the case.
Never mind.
Right, that
was the first thing
in the Never mind. I got leaning bracha mixed up.
Right, okay. That's a run, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I meant to say this in some context where everyone would hear it, but I think I've said this before. I know I was saying it over Shabbos. I think everyone should, for Bekius, do Arvei Pesachim because Arvei Pesachim is all Havdalah and Kiddush Halachos and then Pesach Halachos. And like I did it when I did Bekius my first year in Yeshiva, and it's just so good because you get Bekius in like all these Halachos that first of all, you're already familiar with a lot of them from experience, and then you then become familiarized with the sources. So it's just a great Bekius pair. Yeah. Anyway, that's my recommendation. So if you want to switch your Bekius, Bruce's, you know, all right, Kadei Shit for what the next 13 days, what 12 days, 11 days? Okay, whatever. Kadei Shitie Shasia Areva Hakolafi Hayan Ulfidas Hashose. So the Rambam had said in the halakha we read last week that you have to mix it to be, pleasant to drink based on the wine and the drinker. Bimkain gam hacha hamaziga yeshba kiyum misuyam b'dalakosos. Okay, now we get into that. There's a special kiyum in dalakosos. V'zehu shakasa v'ramam kan b'tchila mozgin kos. The mezigas hakos havi chelik mi hakiyumim shel haseder. Okay. The nafka mina. Okay, so meaning it's funny. So it's drawn into the seder indirectly from the fact that it's koshal bracha, but then it's also drawn to the seder more directly because in the kos of dal kosos, it has to be a nice drinking, and so the mezigah is part of making that. Nafka mina ladina lefize huma shekasavti or shekasav detzarich ledaktik lasosa bleil tesvav velomi baodyam. So the nafka mina. Is he saying, did he say that this is a separate theory?
Yeah,
right. But was, so the nafkamina of what?
The nafkamina
of the whole thing, right? Just of, no, because according to both of these, you would need to do it as it would be part of the Seder, I think. Yeah. I think so. Let's stop here for today because he's going to talk about the Kosheni, and this looks like half more. So we're going to continue that tomorrow. Yeah. All right, let's stop here for today. Very good. Okay.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.